Feel good story. Do this every hour throughout the morning. Kelly Kay.
Okay, so this is the story of a stolen sentimental painting last year.
Okay.
A woman named Sarah in Toronto was devastated when this painting went missing from her wall after her son threw a party and a friend took it.
Oh, no.
Now, her mother had purchased it on a family trip to France for her 60th birthday,
mm-hmm.
and she bought it from the artist. Well, mom is dealing with late-stage dementia, and before she entered a long-term care facility, she gave it to Sarah, who has always felt like a steward for that painting. And after it was stolen, the person who stole it told them about where they left it on the street. But then by that time, it had been taken, probably by somebody who thought it was free. You know,
oh,
you leave
yeah.
things on
yeah.
the curb. A lot
yep.
of people say it's free. Whoever wants to come by and get it. So Sarah decided on the anniversary of it being stolen, she'd post a photo of it on Facebook and see if anybody had it. And a woman named Catherine got in touch about 4 hours later, saying her dad is a thrifter, had picked it up, gave it to her. It had been in her basement and was actually going to be on its way to a thrift store until she saw the post and showed up at Sarah's door and returned it.
It was on its way to the thrift store next time I was going. So luckily I had seen this post and was able to get it back to Sarah. I realized the depth of what it meant to her. She was just so beside herself. She was so happy to get the painting back.
I feel so much better that it's back. And I continue to look after it for her.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Just the power of social media. That's how it can happen. Just, again, on the anniversary, just thought, you know what? I'm just going to toss it out there. Maybe somebody
right.
will have seen it. And lo and behold, there you go. So you can see the whole story at WDJX.com. We've actually tweeted it on X at Ben and Kelly Show, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.